You are listening to Backstage Pass podcast, hosted by Hannah Trigwell and brought to you by Tommen. The Backstage Pass podcast is a guide for upcoming artists and newcomers to the music industry. Each week, I speak to experts in different fields, and in this episode, I'll be talking to electronic duo Hanny about their roles within songwriting and how co-writing a song can be a rewarding and challenging experience. Hello, Hanny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hannah. I feel weird calling you by your conjoined name.
Yeah. You can call us Hannah and Annie.
So you are an electronic duo based in London who write and record and release original music. I did call you Hanny, but please introduce yourselves individually.
I'm Hannah, and I actually started mainly off with keys, and I play violin as well, but I'm mainly doing production at the moment. So I've been producing all our latest records, and yeah.
Records. I like how you call them records. It's so records. Old school.
Our latest singles.
I'm Annie. I play guitar and write songs, and that's pretty much what I do. Bit of a nerd.
It's good to be a nerd.
Maybe. Yeah. Why not?
I know you guys, but I want to introduce you as people to the Backstage Pass podcast audience.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a few quick fire questions. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. It's going to be hard actually because there's two of you.
I think it'll be really interesting to see how our answers vary.
That's okay. True. In fact, try and say like them both right at the same, you know, like just straight away. Digital or analog?
Digital.
Analog.
Sorry.
Headphones or speakers?
Headphones. But just because I've been on headphones the entire lockdown, I really like it now.
Keys okay. Or guitar?
Keys.
Is there ever a time where you're just like, do you know what? I hate this instrument. I'm going to play the other one.
No, the only time I like go and play keys is when I don't want to be like held back from like theory. Because I'm really crap at keys. Like, I can play very, very basic keys. So, like, I'm not... If I'm like, I just want to write a song, then sometimes I'll go and play keys.
Yeah. I never play guitar. I sometimes play bass, but very rarely these days.
Bass but also, is really fun.
Yeah, fun. And anyone can play bass. It's
just, not well.
Not well, but sometimes it's better if you can't play because you come up with better stuff.
True, but like bass is like it's so simple that it's almost like 95% groove and feel.
Yeah,
and if you can't actually like get yourself around the instrument, if the instrument isn't like part of you, you're not. It just sounds like crap. It's just so stagnant and like boom, boom, boom. I can't handle that.
That's me.
Okay, last question, quick fire: yoga or tequila?
Yoga.
I hate tequila.
And I love yoga.
Gross.
Yoga is great. Tequila's great though as well. Come on.
Hang on. Sorry. Was it yoga or yogurt?
Yoga.
Okay.
Yoga. Wait. Yeah. No, not yoga. Oh, can you imagine? Yoga or tequila?
I'd still choose yogurt.
Okay, so let's talk about co-writing. So we've co-written a couple of tracks.
Yeah.
And they're amazing, obviously. So... Be honest, did you enjoy the process?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you enjoy the process every time when you co-write?
Nope.
Only with you, of course.
Obviously.
You're one of the special ones.
No, but you know, sometimes it's just not flowing. Sometimes you're literally sitting in a room with a couple of other people and you're like, okay, this is really awkward. I need to like go really deep to find something that's good, but it's just not going to be good.
Have you ever kind of stopped? Like mid-session. I had a session with someone who I write with a lot a few months ago, and we were both like, we tried for a couple of hours, and then we were both like, this is not happening today, so basically go home, like go away, think about what you've done, watch a film.
Absolutely. We've definitely done that a couple of times, and I think that's exactly the right thing to do, because there's no point in sitting there for another 2 hours trying to write something that nobody's going to put out because it's...
Yeah.
There's no good energy and no good vibes and no good memories connected to that day. So it's better to stop and just, you know, go home and do yoga.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember our co-writing sessions for a couple of tracks. And it's when it's, like, fun. You know when you like you come up with a hook or somebody else does and you're all like, yeah, like that's it.
Yeah.
Then it works so well. But do you guys ever get frustrated? You know, there's already two of you in your kind of writing situation. Do you ever get frustrated when you're in a writing session with one person or more people and there's too many ideas? Do you think that can ever be a bad thing?
I think it definitely can, but it depends who's in the room.
Yeah.
If there's too many egos, my God, that would be an absolute nightmare. But if it's actually a bunch of people who are like really, really open and willing to listen and willing to let their idea go, even if they think it's the best, but no one else does, then I think it's fine.
Yeah. It gets complicated when there's one person in the room who's like, you know, punching their ideas through and like not backing off if the rest is like,
And a lot of people are like
if the artist is like, oh, I'm not sure. And they're like, no, it's the right thing to do. And you're like, okay.
Like if the artist isn't happy in the session, they're probably not going to take the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a weird one. And you were saying that you kind of, you like getting into and, you know, obviously knowing about music theory. Does that come into your mind in a conscious way when you write?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I feel like I do analyze every single chord progression, what it is, and, you know, if I want to add the seventh or not, or if I want to add the ninth. Like, so the very, like, basics of music theory come into writing.
Yeah.
Like, the deeper stuff. Yeah.
No, it's too jazzy.
While we've been in this weird situation, have you guys done any co-writing over the wires like this, like on
Zoom? Absolutely not. Loads of people, well, not loads, but quite a few people have asked, being like, oh, let's do a Zoom session, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No, just no.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's already such a intimate thing to create an energy in a room to write a song. Because like I feel like all the songs that are actually really good, there's been like something has happened in the room, you know, something between the people, and you just can't really create that over Zoom, and then you can not even grasp if the other person is like texting under the table or like, you know, a bit bored, or the mom is calling from the back, it's like dinner's ready or whatever, you know, you just
even though I think people have gotten used to having like a fairly normal conversation like this, I don't know how much soul you could put into a song when you co-write it like this. I don't know. There's something.
I agree. I mean, loads of people have been doing it. A lot of my friends have been doing it and have been like, oh, it was a really good session. I'm like, how? It's not even a session. What are you talking about? Like, stop chatting rubbish.
I mean, yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like if you go in with the mindset like, okay, we're making this a session, we are giving it all and we're doing our best, and then, you know, it also opens the doors to be able to work with people in LA suddenly without having to go to LA. So
yeah, that's true.
I know a couple of people who are then suddenly like, oh yeah, I've been, you know, I've got a co-write session with LA guys, and it's fine. That would have never happened before, the whole remote thing.
Oh, okay.
That's very true.
Yeah. So when you're in the songwriting process, how would you describe each other, like, as creatives?
Annie comes up with amazing vocal hooks, like really, really cool stuff. And I feel like it's the best thing to just record some stuff, you know, and then, or like, you know, I feel like our role in this is like, you come up with a lot of like, you have basically vocal hook diarrhea, and I'm like, hang on, do this again. That was good. You know, that's sort of my role a bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then obviously between us, you do like the vocal side of things more. I like make the track and the beat.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, would agree.
Do you ever swap over, or do you tend to stay in those roles?
Not really. Like we're both, I think it's really handy because like we're both trained in the same thing. Like we're both trained on our instruments, but like Hannah's swayed more towards wanting to produce, and I've swayed more towards wanting to sing and write and whatever, which is kind of handy. But I mean, like if I'm like, oh, I hear this, then I can jump on and put it in. Or if Hannah's like, oh, what about this melody? Then she can do it. But like, we kind of know our roles-ish.
Yeah.
It's not like Hannah's like, don't touch the mouse. And it's not like I'm like, don't try and do a harmony. But that's just how it tends to fall.
I don't know. It's just like somehow evolved into that. I think I got really nerdy with production and plugins and really interested in that and spent a lot of time just practicing that, basically. So, and I really, really enjoy it. So I see myself more of a producer, and then you kind of got more focused on the singing and stuff, and then we just write the top line together. I feel like lyrics and stuff we always do together.
Mostly. Yeah. It depends, yeah. Mm.
So talk me through your home studio. What's going on in there in terms of, like, gear?
It's actually pretty simple, to be fair. There's probably a bit more than most home studios, but that's just because we're nerdy with our instruments.
So it starts with the screen in the middle. Focusrite
18i8.
Yeah, so the little one.
Big, fat USB hub with about 17 hard drives in it.
Yeah, true. True. Oh, yeah, we have, like, a production laptop, which is just a Mac Mini. Which is really good. That's like our live and production laptop.
Computer.
Yeah. Yamaha HS8. Then Annie's Camper, OP1, Mini Brute, Yamaha Reface, Push.
Micro Freak.
Oh, yeah.
Ableton Push. 17 guitars behind us.
That's not true. Exaggerated.
But like 12.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, I remember coming around and you saying, oh, we have like 5 million too many MIDI.
Oh, God, yeah.
Goodness, Lord.
There's so many MIDI
keyboards, so MIDI controllers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're literally everywhere. Mm. It's, to be fair, they're mainly like...
In storage now.
In storage at the moment. In the cupboards, yeah. Because, you know, you only ever really need one MIDI keyboard.
What is your track of the week?
Ooh. That is a question.
Wild by Tourist. I think it's his latest album. I think so, yeah. And it's just so good. It's like, because I cycle everywhere, it's like my cycling beat. Makes me feel a bit cooler on my bike.
Oh, nice. What kind of genre is it?
It's like electronic. Sort of, kind of EDM a bit, but then also it's all instrumentals. And it's like the coolest synth sounds. And it's like all about the sounds and, like, you know, it sounds really, really analog, like modular kind of type thing.
I would probably say 1975, Wish I Was Your Boy. Beautiful song.
Yeah. Such what about song. Yours?
I've been listening to a lot of the back catalogue of Red Hot Chili Peppers recently, so I'm going to go with
sick.
That. But yeah, it's crazy, like, how much new music comes out every day, and so I do find it hard to, unless it's an artist that I've been following and find really exciting, or a recommendation from someone else, I find it really difficult to be like, oh yeah, this is the best new track this week.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
So
yeah, it's a tricky one. What is the best lesson that you guys have learned so far in your careers?
Lesson.
Ooh, that's hard.
That's really hard. I think that it takes more time than you think to do anything.
Right.
I hate
it.
Yeah. But I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think mine would be that you can and should do everything yourself.
Right.
Maybe should is too hard. Maybe like that you definitely make your life a bit easier if you learn how to do everything yourself. Producing and recording and making artwork and releasing and promoting and making music videos and making other videos and I don't know, putting MDing your live show and putting on gigs and I mean, like, and anything that comes, anything that you want to do.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to me today about co-writing. It's been super good to know that you guys enjoyed our session. And I hope if you have, you know, I hope if you do have Zoom co-writing sessions that you enjoy them. But I can't wait to just get back in the studio with other songwriters and you guys and just have normal time.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Same. Absolutely.
100%.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Be sure to hit subscribe and leave a comment to let us know what you think. And I will see you next time on Backstage Pass.